It's August 16th, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the church for the world. Let us pray. Guide us, O Lord, by your word and Holy Spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover peace. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. That was A Celtic Prayer, sung by the CMU Singers. Our theme today is Disregarding the Directive, and the scripture text is taken from Numbers chapter 20. Our speaker is Dr. John J. Friesen, Professor Emeritus at CMU.
Today's sermon is the third in a series of three based on the book of Numbers. The text is taken from chapter 20, verses 1 to 13. It is one of the better-known stories in the book of Numbers. Let us listen to the story. The Israelites, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. Miriam died here and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and against Aaron. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Would that we had died when our kindred died before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness for us and our livestock to die here? Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to bring us to this wretched place? It is no place for grain, or figs, or vines, or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron went away from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting. They fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff, and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and command the rock before your eyes to yield its water. Then you shall bring water out of the rock for them. Thus you shall provide drink for the congregation and the livestock." So Moses took the staff from before the Lord as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Listen, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me to show my holiness before the eyes of the Israelites. Therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarreled with the Lord, and by which he showed his holiness. This story follows numerous others in the book of Numbers, in which the Israelites complained, whined, and rebelled against God. The author has already led the reader to expect that each time the people complained was an expression of unbelief. Yet, in this story, there is a surprise ending. Instead of charging the Israelites with unbelief, in this story it is Moses and Aaron who are blamed as not trusting God. And as punishment, they will not be able to enter the land of Palestine. This story ends differently than almost the identical story in Exodus chapter 17. In the Exodus story, Moses is not punished for striking the rock, and here he is. In Exodus, the people's request for water is considered normal, not rebellion, and Moses' striking of the rock a sign of God's goodness, whereas here it is seen as a lack of trust. Why? The reason seems to be that the writer of Numbers is intent on telling the reader that not only were the Israelites as a people complaining and rebelling, Moses shared in this rebellion. Even Moses, who was specially chosen by God to lead the people out of slavery and had received the Ten Commandments directly from God, was fallible, human, and sinful. He shared in the guilt of his people, and so neither he nor any of the people who left Egypt would be able to enter the land of Palestine. All would die before the immigration. What we can learn from this story is that even the so-called heroes of the faith are fallible. Or as the Apostle Paul many years later says in the book of Romans, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This realization is humbling and reminds us of our own fallibility and shortcomings. This story also indicates that lack of trust in God has consequences. May the God of the Israelites be merciful to us when we find ourselves lacking in faith and trust. Amen.
Oh,
That was Blessed and Now Thank We All Our God, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. CMU's Community School of Music and the Arts offers individual music instruction in all instruments and also voice to children, youth, and adults. In addition, we offer Music for Kids classes for ages 2 to 6, art classes and acting classes for students in grades 2 to 8, and vocal fusion for grades 1 to 6. You are invited to the CMU Homecoming event held on September 25th and 26th. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and the CMU website. And listen again anytime to the program by following the links on the CMU website, cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.